This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44. Snap good. Holman. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Just like we all drew it up, Mark Caboli of the Pat McAfee Show, Steelers Insider, 93.7 The Fan pregame host. He joins us now. Caboli, they're going dancing. They made the postseason. And Mike Tomlin deserves credit. He absolutely does. Because you know what? He was dead ass right about Aaron Rodgers. If they get average quarterback play down the stretch, they don't make the playoffs. This guy in the fourth quarter looked every bit as MVP-like as he had in his prime, Mark.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go back in maybe March, April, and May and pull some receipts up of the Steelers faithful, you remember, using them, holding them hostage. How's he going to figure out how to throw the ball to his receivers? He's been missing too much time. He's selfish. Now, how many people in this town, and rightfully so now, absolutely love the guy because he's been able to give them something that they haven't seen in, I would say, more than 5 years, maybe a decade. And the way he leads, the way he has, what I noticed the most is in what Steelers Nation should be happy to moving forward is the belief that he gives the rest of the team. They believe they can win with him under center, and belief goes a long way, man. It doesn't mask everything, but this team believes that Aaron Rodgers can get the job done. Thus, it has a big trickle-down effect. And I think that's more just as important as some of the throws he made yesterday.
I'm with you on that. And I also think, Mark, that getting Metcalf now is such a shot in the arm after you just put up 26 points, 23 of which coming in the second half, throwing the ball to Calvin Austin, Adam Thielen, Scotty Miller, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Ben Skowronek.
9 receivers he completed balls to. Or 9 eligibles, 8 of them in the fourth quarter.
Mark, the story's the same whether they win the game or they lose the game. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. You either have a quarterback or you don't. Mm-hmm. And when Lamar got away from Alex Highsmith to throw that beautiful touchdown pass over Patrick Queen's head to Zay Flowers, I thought, you know what? I think the Steelers top to bottom this year have proven to be better than the Ravens. And the way that they had played in this game and the way that they had won the first game, I bought that. Mm-hmm. But they had a franchise quarterback that made an MVP play at an MVP moment. And I thought that Rodgers might have been out of magic bullets. He was not.
Nah.
And they have a quarterback that gives them a chance. Mark, I'm not saying that Houston's not a better team than Pittsburgh. They are. They've won 9 in a row. And their defense is everything the Steelers' defense wishes to be. But the Steelers got a better quarterback. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, better player than C.J. Stroud. I don't even think that's a hot take.
I mean, yeah, the offenses are probably very similar. Honestly, I mean, I don't think either one of them are going to light up the scoreboard. I mean, you probably have to give the edge to the Steelers right now of how they're playing, how they're, especially like you said, with Metcalf coming back, and all of a sudden they figure it out, that guy that wears number 88 can catch the ball in big-time situations. So you have to love – there's no guarantee – obviously there's no guarantee.
No, of course
they're going to go in there and win, even though they haven't lost a Monday Night Football game in like 48 years or whatever it was, right at home Monday Night Football game.
Not since Callis has been alive.
Yeah, so I had to make sure I told everybody in the locker room that. They're like, don't be saying that. And I'm like, well, it's not like you're not going to hear it a million times this year.
Well, tangibly, I think it's better for them to get a day off, for God's sakes. Your three best players, I thought, were your three best players in this game, Mark. Any disagreement there? I thought Cam Hayward played his best game of the year.
Yes.
And I think stopping the run-wise, he has been elite this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think he played his best game of the year. T.J. Watt had an interception. He has one lung. And Aaron Rodgers, in the second half, he was pulling all the strings. Mm-hmm. You're not going to win if your best players aren't your best players. And I thought those three... they came to work, baby.
Yeah, you know, Hayward gave this passionate speech, I guess, Saturday night at the hotel. And when you do something like that, you better back it up, my man. And he was raring from minute one. You saw a different Cam Hayward out there. Maybe not a different one, but a guy that was not, if he was going out. And it almost, I mean, I don't want to say that this is his last hurrah, but talking to Connor Hayward, he goes, yeah, you know, it got me a little emotional. I was not saying he's retiring or anything, but he is old. So maybe he is contemplating that he played extremely well as well. But you can't. There are a lot of, not a lot, but some issues. You can't go into a game saying we got to stop Derrick Henry and give up 41 yards on the first play of the game.
You cannot.
You cannot do that. I mean, what are you doing? You can't have two busts like they did. I mean, I understand. I think I understand
three, really.
One of them when he
the queen one.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you're just trying to. It's sort of a fire drill type issue, and you just don't see the guy behind you type of situation. So maybe you could give that a pass. I mean, Benton had a shot at him too. They both came free. I don't really blame Queen because he shouldn't even got to that point.
A lot of people were singing the praises of Lamar on that play. And look, there's very few quarterbacks in the league that make that play. That being said, the Steelers got to get his ass on the ground.
Yes.
You got to get him on the ground there. That to me, you call a blitz, you're going to get left vulnerable somewhere on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
He extended the play and you find that weak matchup. Yep. You need to get the guy on the ground. If you do, it's the perfect call.
I mean, they pressured him a lot, Jackson, and he did not play really well. He made a couple big plays, but he didn't play extremely well there. You know, even coaching wise, what do you think they're saying in Baltimore right now? Let's take a knee for our 20-year-old kicker rookie to attempt a 44-yard field goal when you know his rear end's puckering up like crazy.
You know,
we're trying to get a couple more yards there first.
You know what's wild about that too, Mark, is if they should have run it to that side to set it up, but you lose a couple of yards and they moved it to the right.
Yes.
If they don't lose yards and they stay at the left hash and he kicks it exactly the same way, the Ravens are AFC North champions. What did Tomlin
crazy.
Say? Something about male parts and aunties? I mean, you think about all the things that went right for the Steelers to win this game. That was one of them, too.
Boy, you know what? Those guys were celebrating. I mean, you heard some of the audio. That music was blasting in the locker room. They didn't care if we were there or not. There was some choice words in this music that probably you had to beep out, Callis. I don't know if Hathorn did it or not. It was like, whoa, plus the smoke. It looked like a 90s bar I used to went into with all that cigar smoke. My throat started hurting coming out of there after 20 minutes with all that cigar smoke.
Well, I think it was Jeff who took a video of Rodgers walking through the tunnel and into the Steelers locker room. And you couldn't see Rodgers entering the locker room, obviously. You're not allowed in there until guys could do some of the showering and celebrating and things of that nature. But when Rodgers walked in, you could hear the jubilation in that Steelers locker room. And make no mistake, if he doesn't play darn near perfect football in that fourth quarter, Mark, they don't win this football game.
I thought he was a terrible teammate. Sure, it sounds like everybody loves him.
You were one of the guys who didn't buy that narrative.
You have to make your own decision.
Doran was one of the guys, and I miss Doran dearly. He'll be back soon. He's on paternity leave.
All right, Doran.
Doran was one of the guys who said, why do we never hear Rodgers' teammates come out excoriating him? And I said coming into the year that Rodgers was the best guy for the job. I mean, so people are killing us on social media right now. You guys didn't believe in Rodgers. You did, and this show did. Now, I think he'd be able to play MVP football like that in three out of the last four games? No, and it's not a coincidence. The game he plays bad, guess what happened? They lost. He's the straw that stirs the drink.
You know, I made a tweet early March, maybe right before free agency. I said, boy, that Aaron Rodgers would look pretty good in the Steelers uniform right now before he was even mentioned with the Steelers. And it got some interesting comments. Right there. Just go back and look in the March and see this. Some of the reactions like, you're crazy, he's old, terrible teammate, selfish, blah, 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 blah. He's been a godsend. And like I said, as long as he's on that field and has those guys believing, this AFC is not – every team's flawed.
You had to every give yourself – every team's flawed. It would have been – Mark. This is one of the biggest wins of the Mike Tomlin era. Because if they'd have lost, it would have been one of the biggest failures in the Mike Tomlin era. Given that you were 4-1 and the Ravens were 1-5, given that the AFC doesn't have Patrick Mahomes, that it's kind of a crapshoot where I think everybody's darling the Buffalo Bills. Their roster is not as good as it's been in the recent past. You know, Denver's a tough place to play, but that's not a one seed that really feels like a one seed to me.
You got probably the best three teams, well, the top four teams if you can consider Houston, with questions at quarterback. Honestly, we know what Bo Nix is going to do in the playoffs?
No.
Do we know what Drake May is? Do you think you know what Drake May is going to do?
But it'll be his first playoff game.
Trevor Lawrence? Justin Herbert's won as many playoff games as me and you combined?
I don't believe in the Chargers at all. I think that Drake May is up to the task, but it's a totally different animal come playoff time. I mean, look at Tyler Loop as an example. I mean, he's not an MVP quarterback, right? He's a rookie kicker. But Tyler Loop's been outstanding this year. Hadn't missed a field goal inside of 50 yards. When it's all on the line, you know what he did? He choked. So I'm with you. And to not put your name in the hat this year when this division has been winnable since week six would have been an absolute unmitigated fireball offense disaster, and they staved off elimination for one more
and
week.
Not only that, they've become one of five teams now over the past 3 years that have 10 win seasons. There's only 23, 24, and 25. Only five teams have had 10 win seasons back to back to back. And the Pittsburgh Steelers joins teams like the Rams, Bills, Eagles, and Texans. That's pretty interesting group of teams there when four of those teams are considered really, really good and the other one hasn't won a playoff game in a decade.
Well, you're just spitting facts.
Yeah, it's all facts. I'm not saying it means anything, but they've won 10.
Which is fair, but I will not allow the narrative to be weaved on this year's radio program. That's good enough. They still need to win at least a playoff game. You're at home. It's Monday Night Football. You've got to win this game. You've got to win the game. They're a 3-point dog. Don't care. You're at home. They're a dome team. It's going to be 30 degrees. You got to win the game. 412-928-9370. Your calls, texts, and tweets as we move forward. It is 8:13. Sweet. Make the smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. What are you saying?
You said calls and sweets instead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tweets.
Whatever. I'm drunk off the Steelers vibes, baby. At 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It wasn't all good. We'll get into some of the bad, including a couple of questionable decisions by Mike Tomlin and the Steelers coaching staff.
Third and nine. Again, it's a four-man rush. Rodgers has room to throw, room to run as well, and he gets there.
Not only did he get there, he rushed for 20 damn yards. Aaron Rodgers more than doubled up Lamar Jackson's rushing total in the game. Lamar with 9, Rodgers with 20. If I had told you that before the game, you would have said I was on the ayahuasca. You also probably would have felt pretty good about the Steelers' chances, because Rodgers is only running if it's a big-time play. And Lamar, I don't think he was himself last night, Mark. I know he made a couple of huge plays, but he had chances to run and didn't. I just don't feel like he was at his apex powers.
No.
And it's why I wanted him to play, frankly.
Honestly, I mean, it could have went either way. He did make the plays. You think Tyler Huntley makes those plays? No.
He does not make those plays, no. But he might have made different plays. And they might have been married to the run more than they were. Last five drives for the Ravens, yeah. 5 carries for Henry. Now, yeah. I don't
they
put that all on
plays.
Harbaugh.
They right. only had 20 plays, right?
One of the things that's been an Achilles heel for this team all year long, Mark, is they haven't been winning time of possession. In this game, they did.
And what, 18 more plays, 20 more plays?
The Steelers had, on the day, 73 plays. The Ravens had 48. The Steelers held the ball for 34 minutes. The Ravens held the ball for 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
In each of these four wins, what is it, three or four now? Four wins, the Steelers have won the time of possession battle, something they had not done really at all season long. Their defense is old. It's a big deal. Now, I realize the defense gave up plays in the fourth quarter, but they were able to minimize Derrick Henry because they held the ball so much.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you needed to do after that first quarter. I mean, first half, what, buck 10? The one thing I believe that they couldn't have done, did allow happen, happened. Big gains, big gain by Henry. I'm like, you can't allow that to happen because all of a sudden
first
that,
play,
it turns into 180 yards a season, a game. You can't allow – they allowed three huge plays, significant plays. They have to clean that up next week. I mean,
Steelers' defense was legitimately great for three quarters.
Yeah.
But they gave up 7.5 yards per play. They gave up
– that's a stat. You look at that stat. That stat normally determines winners and losers. And Steelers were at 5.5, and they were 7.5.
Another,
usually you don't win when you average 5.5 yards per play.
Well, the Steelers averaged what? Yeah, 5.3. You're right. You usually don't.
And they had two more yards more. I mean, that's usually a strong indicator of who's going to win or not.
You want another couple ones that are indicators? Penalties and turnovers. Ravens, 9 penalties and a turnover. Steelers, 5 penalties, no turnovers. There's some...
Yeah,
I mean, there's a reason they won the game right there, too.
That was like one of those college football games where they're like, yeah, we're not calling anything, except they called a couple weird ones.
They did.
A couple weird ones at the end. What did you make of the Skowronek one at the end? It's a very fine line because you're allowed to leap over them unless you take a running start. You're allowed like one step, but you're not allowed to elevate yourself off of him. I'm not quite sure.
You're not allowed to contact with the snapper, and I've watched it now a dozen times. Yeah. He did not touch the snapper.
Yeah, you're allowed to leap over him as long as you don't have that running start.
Right. And he had a hand on one of his guys and a hand on one of their guys, but neither was the snapper. We've seen it called before.
Yeah.
We saw it called in the last Ravens game.
Once again, that has absolutely nothing to do with the outcome of the play. But if you're a Ravens fan, you're like, look.
Did you see Lamar didn't seem to like it all that much?
Yeah, Lamar doesn't even know the rule.
Well, you had, was it Jason McCourty? One of the McCourtys. Yeah, Jason McCourty tweeted out after the game, sheesh, this was close, the screen grab of Skowronek jumping over. He said, hell of a game nonetheless, and Lamar Jackson quote tweeted it and said, SMFH. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lamar, your kicker sucks.
Yeah, hey, McCourty,
hey, Lamar,
how about putting the whole video up rather than just a screenshot? Trust me, I know a well-timed screenshot can make anything look bad.
That's right. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Also, Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We've talked about some of the bad. The defense giving up big plays. We'll continue to do so because you're going to have to clean that up if you want to beat a great team like Houston. But I wanted your thoughts on the fourth down call at their own 45, minute 47 to go in the first. They did the tush push. Did you like them going for it? And what did you think about the tush push call?
That was the first tush push?
Yes.
Where Hayward messed up?
Where they didn't get
Cam
it.
Cam Hayward messed up. Where he decided to hit his brother before his brother even got the ball. Maybe they actually did it how it was called. But, yeah, you probably – I probably would have did something different there. I mean, 2 yards is pretty significant, especially in your first attempt without Darnell Washington of running that play.
If they lost, Mark – oh, boy, would I have been raising hell. Oh, look how cute they're trying to be. Oh, get the brothers out there together. Oh, Cam Hayward, get him out there so we can shove his brother from behind. But you know what? Inside of a yard or at about a yard, it works. So I had zero problem with them being aggressive because they knew they were going to have to match scores.
Yeah.
I have no problem. My issue was it's listed as fourth and one. It was about fourth and two.
Yeah.
Too far for the brotherly shove.
It was a bad spot, but he still didn't get it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. And what about the decision at the half?
To go for it?
To go for it.
I mean, hindsight says you messed up.
What did you think at the time?
I think you probably go for it.
I think you go for it,
too. You talked to some of the guys, and I did talk to a couple of them afterwards saying about that play. They're like, yeah, we didn't score, but boy, did that give us some confidence that we knew we were going to be able to move the ball. And they came out and scored coming out of the third quarter. I know you're not a big fan of the play call there,
No one should be.
I think this is what happened. Freiermuth totally whiffed on the block, right?
He did. He still had to block two
guys. I think that they believed that Kenny Gainwell could outmaneuver, who was it? I don't even know who it was.
You make one guy miss, you score, is what they were thinking.
That's
Freiermuth gets his block,
then
and then
all
it's
of a sudden he can't cut. He cuts back into the guy. I would assume that was the case right there. I probably see that play work a ton of times. It just didn't at that point.
I think in order for that to work, A, they need to not be playing zone because no one moved, and that's an issue.
He should have known that with the motion, right?
Correct. And so then at that point, I think you got to call something else, or you just take the delay and kick the field goal and get the 3 points. Also, you need to have run the ball more effectively between the tackles, I think, to catch them off guard. And they hadn't to that point. They picked up running the ball well, I thought, in the second half. But up until that point, they hadn't.
Yeah.
So I don't mind either of their decisions. What I don't like were either of the play calls. Almost, if you would have reversed the play calls, it would have made more sense to me.
Yeah, I would like to give the ball to Warren at that point. You saw how many tackles he was breaking. It's very rare that one guy takes him down. And I think, they just showed the play right there. The one guy takes him down. He missed that one play. I think he had 10, 12 yards to the near side run. He had to break five tackles.
Yes.
Easy five
yes.
tackles on that play. The thing is we sit here and we say, yeah, Baltimore's not a good team. They're flawed. They're pretty bad, really, defensively. But when you're playing with this much at stake and you're playing your rival, man, throw everything out, man. It doesn't really matter how bad they are on paper. You know, these teams play it close, and they play it close all the time. You knew it was going to be a 2 or 3 point game. So you look at it and say, well, they should have been able to run more. They should have been able to do this. I say it's a Baltimore rivalry game with everything on the line here. You knew it was going to be get the best out of both.
Well, I said this earlier, like Troy Polamalu, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs, James Harrison, name all the great defensive players from this historic rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Combined, those guys didn't see four coverage breakdown wide open touchdowns. And in this game, we got four, right? I mean, the Ravens scored three touchdowns kind of on broken plays, and the Steelers had Calvin Austin. I'll tell you what, though. That was a hell of a route by Calvin.
Yeah, they blame the field because of that. That field is probably as best as you're going to do it because it was hard, because it was frozen, because there's been 7 degrees for a week and a half, 2 weeks. You know, wear some better cleats. Wear some 7 studs. Is that what they call them?
Yeah, I always hate the field excuse because both teams play in the same field.
That field is the best as ever going to be. I don't think their field was an issue whatsoever.
Aaron Rodgers had a 20-yard run. The field was fine.
It might be a little bit soft next week with this weather coming up.
We're going to get an extra day for healing up for the Steelers, too, which is massive.
Yeah, they're in today to watch some film, off tomorrow and Wednesday. Then they're going to start it up very similar to what they did with the Dolphins. I think exactly what they did with the Dolphins.
I got something on Tomlin that I'm not sure people are going to agree with. I think you will. I'll throw that out there coming up next. And then I want to take a look around the AFC playoff picture here because I do think the Steelers have an opportunity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Third and six, Rasheen Ali is the back, picks up the pressure for the moment. Now he cannot get away. Nick Herbig has Jackson for the sack.
Edge rushers came to play, baby. Highsmith should have got Lamar on the ground on the Zay Flowers touchdown over Queen's Head. I don't think anybody will quibble about that. But the edge rushers came to play. T.J. Watt had a pick. Herbig with a sack. Herbig forced a big throwaway on third and seven on the final Ravens drive. If he pulls him down, I mean, the game ends there before Tyler Loop becomes a national story. T.J. Watt, though, played well, I thought, Mark.
Yeah, I'm surprised he played that much. I didn't notice him enough. I thought he was probably 50% of the snaps. He turned out to miss only nine.
He only missed nine snaps.
Nine times he wasn't on the field. That's crazy.
But
you know what I did like? I see a lot of Highsmith, Herbig, Watt out there at the same time.
So that was the Herbig sack.
Yes.
And how many times have we and others, you got to move Watt around? Well, he doesn't want to be moved around. Herbig lines up, what, behind Patrick Queen? Like the two of them are almost in the I formation, and they blitz him, and you got no shot. You got no shot. The running back tries to block him, and you're dead to rights. Yep. I loved that. I love that they played five down linemen a bunch in this game, even though I think they probably hung on to that a little bit too much on the final drive or two. This extra day is going to be big for them. And the injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. It seems like they actually came out of this thing pretty healthy, and getting Watt an extra day, getting Hayward an extra day, getting Rodgers an extra day as an old football team, I think that goes a long way, Mark.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, if history repeats itself, which I assume it will, those guys won't even be on the field Thursday for the first day of practice. The other guys, they just haven't had helmets on for a month now on that first practice of the week. So you're going to be – it doesn't matter about, you know, physicality or anything to that standard in practice right now. You just have to be healthy and know what you're doing with game plan-wise.
I mean, I should have looked it up, Mark, but – after Steelers-Ravens games, both teams,
they stink.
And to get the extra day when you had to play the last game of the regular season, particularly for an old team, I don't think you can underscore just how important that is going to be for these guys. And you're right. Rodgers, Watt, all the elder folks, they're not going to practice until Friday.
If that. Even semi-walkthrough on Friday. You know, another thing I saw that was pretty interesting that T.A. Terrell Austin did something mixed up a little bit is when Ricard went to tight end,
yep,
they would kick Hayward out over him, then move Highsmith more to the middle with like being an inside linebacker because they knew Ricard was going to probably destroy a smaller Highsmith while Cam could probably handle him. So they were pretty ready. I mean, if you just clean up some of those big plays, and maybe it is a walk-away winner, but can't do that.
Nope, you can't. Ifs, buts, candy, nuts, every day would be earned to donk fest.
Texter, I have no idea what you just said there.
That's from The Office. Texter, who just farted? That was me blowing my nose.
Oh, I thought, I mean.
No, I'm stuffed up bad. Oh, I'm going to start sounding like Ray Romano any second here.
Man, I might have may have had to light a match here with me around here.
Yeah, you've been pretty nasty this morning. But I can't smell it, I know. It's all
I'm thinking, how does Texter know this? Is this place bugged?
Texter, Adam, if Kyle Hamilton doesn't get hurt, the Steelers lose last night.
Can't say that, but it would help. I mean, you cannot say that definitively, but it was significant.
Of course it was significant, but I mean, if the NFL doesn't suspend DK Metcalf for two games, I bet you the Steelers win last night, even if they have Kyle Hamilton. So who cares? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, if you're sitting here trying to say, well, they only won by two and they got lucky because of the kicker missing, you know, go stick it.
Do you think
you win and you move on and just say, okay, we won by 2 points because the rookie kicker missed it. Boo freaking who.
So that text came from Mike from Jeanette. He's saying if Hamilton plays the whole game, the Steelers lose. Do you think that this Mike from Jeanette is giving Tomlin any credit for losing playoff games with the Killer Bees when Ben was banged up, when they didn't have AB, when they didn't have Le'Veon Bell, when in that Denver game where Fitz Toussaint fumbled, they didn't even have D'Angelo Williams. Look, injuries happen. I don't give the Steelers a pass when guys are hurt. You line up, you win a football game. The standard's supposed to be the standard. I ain't going to give the Ravens a pass either. No way.
You're looking at the Steelers wide receiver crew, what they have out there, and you think that they worry about – if Kyle Hamilton, by the way, Kyle Hamilton got hurt by his own player, too. It's not like the Steelers hurt him.
No, both guys got banged up bad. What's-his-face kept smarting and reaching for his neck after they ran helmet to helmet into each other. Mark, here's my Tomlin take. You ready for this?
Every time you put take, it means it's something negative.
It's not negative at all. In fact, it's the opposite, but I don't think it'll be well received. If Mike Tomlin wins on Monday night, whatever happens after that, I'm not going to be calling for his firing.
I don't think I'm calling for his firing either way.
No. You still got to win a playoff game.
Win.
You still got to win a playoff game.
No.
Have to win a playoff game.
Could you imagine?
Have to.
I understand that, but are we talking what you would do or what the realistic situation is?
We're talking about what I would do. The realistic situation is that Mike Tomlin's the head coach until he doesn't want to be the head coach.
The realistic situation to me now is that option gets picked up in March, regardless of what happens.
Really?
Yes, now it is. I think if they lost,
just
it
by
wouldn't
making
have,
the playoffs.
It's a 10-win team.
Yeah, but that's all they've done, Mark, the last decade. You got to still win a playoff game.
Now you're
me.
Moving the goalposts.
No, I'm not. How?
I'm moving the goalposts.
No, that's been where the goalposts have resided all season long. You win a playoff game or it's an abject failure, Mark.
A month ago, you were like, you would have died for them to be in the playoffs and have a 10-win season.
No, no.
A month ago.
No.
After they lost to Buffalo,
you must
we all wrote them
off.
You
must be talking to the wrong guy.
You did not write them off after Buffalo.
Of course I wrote them off after Buffalo, Mark, but the expectation is bare minimum you win a playoff game. If you don't, the season's a failure.
They won their last 4 out of 5.
Great, and how many playoff games are in that stretch? You win a playoff game or you're gone, my opinion. No. But if you win, I keep him around. Because the only reason I want Tomlin fired is because I don't believe anymore that this guy can win playoff games. If you win one, obviously you're spitting in my face. Obviously I'm wrong. You win a playoff game, then you've shown that you can stick around. I've thought that he can't. So you can disprove my narrative. But if he falls short again, man, a 10-win season with a playoff loss, that's all we've had the last decade. So it's not good enough. You're at home. It's not quite a coin flip game, but you're a 3-point dog.
Arguably against the best, the hottest team, best team, or the team you least likely want to play in the AFC too. Coming to town, it's not like it's a pushover. With this defense,
I don't care. You're at home. You haven't lost on a Monday at home since Callis was in his dad's testicles. So
I don't think he heard you.
Get it done.
Oh, I heard that.
Thank you. 412-928-9370. If you do the thing I say you can't do, I got to change my opinion on you. I think that's only fair.
So now if they win a playoff game, should he get like a 3-year extension?
No, in fact, that's a great question. I'm not giving him a new contract either way. But if you win a playoff game, you're not getting fired. How's that?
But Art Rooney probably thinks differently. That's the whole point. I mean, you can sit here and talk the blue in your face, but we know darn well, I mean, they can lose 50-0. He's not getting fired.
Do you think he'd walk away, though? Because everyone and their mother says that he's going to TV potentially.
I mean, to me, I just don't see the fit with TV. TV, okay, it pays well. He would get paid probably just as much money, if not more, for working one day a week. But that dude loves ball, and he would be bored instantly, I think. It's not like he's 65 and ready to, you know, go to Key Largo or wherever it is. What's that place called? Boca del Vista or something.
Del Boca Vista.
What did I say? Boca del Vista.
I think that's a problem Costanza's dad had too. Texter.
I don't think he's going to go in lock, stock, and barrel.
Texter, oh my God, is it 10 yet? Tired of Adam's shtick. Not every word starts with the letter D.
I like that one.
You know what word does start with the letter D?
What's that?
Well, I can't say it on the air, but that's what this guy is. He is also a dork, which also starts with D.
You know what it's called when a fish gets sick with those white spots? It's called ick. Okay. Did you know that?
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Downship, brought to you by SouthHillsKia.net. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL. We'll look at, I kind of like it too. We'll get into the playoff matchups in the AFC at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Steelers more lucky than good, and what kind of chances do you give them to beat the Houston Texans? That's all on the way. Steelers, Texans, for a bunch of marbles, Monday night. Even after Tyler Loop's field goal landed wide right, I still waited for like 8 seconds to make sure there wasn't a flag. And it wasn't until about 8 seconds after I said, oh my God, they're going to play a friggin' playoff game. Your thoughts quickly on Houston. I want to go around the NFL, Harry. Yes! Number one defense in the NFL in points allowed and total yards. Winners of 9 consecutive games, Mark. Houston's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. Defensively.
They're not good offensively. They can't run the ball.
But that's not bad. That's not where the Steelers have problems for the most part. We saw what their problems were last week.
You know what, though?
Yesterday, Nico Collins. Who's he going to eat up?
Well, I think the Steelers, the reason that they've failed so miserably in the playoffs is because they've had one path to victory, and it's drag you into the mud. Well, with Rodgers, that hasn't been the case. But in a game such as this, I think you can fight in the mud. I think you can slop it out. I think you can have a low-scoring game. Like, I don't see Houston running away with it. And that's been their problem in the postseason. All these games have been over by the end of the first quarter. I just don't see Houston doing that.
So the last time they played Houston, they got boat raced down there a couple years ago, right?
That was a different offensive coordinator.
CJ Stroud is not lived up to his expectations, I think, this year. You thought he was going to take that huge jump, and I don't think he really has. So that's a positive in the Steelers.
We will do more of this as the week goes on, but if you're doing tail of the tape, if you're comparing the position group by position group, I think you're taking quarterback for sure.
Yeah, I would.
I think the Steelers have the quarterback advantage.
They got the running backs. Probably wide receivers would go to them. Depends.
Well, Metcalf coming back helps. Massive.
Tight ends. I mean, Schultz is pretty good, right?
How about our guy Myles Garrett getting carried off the field?
That's unbelievable.
Like he's John Madden. Are you kidding me?
He's like Ivan Drago. No. Clubber Lang, when he beat Rocky in Rocky III, they picked him up, carried him off. Yeah.
That's just sick to me, Mark. It's sick. And
he was literally clean sheeted up until that point. No tackles.
I guarantee you that if you gave Myles Garrett truth serum, he would much rather have set the NFL single-season sack record than have an interception that helps clinch a division championship.
Yeah, he was all about those 23 sacks and just the constant whining. They're chipping me. Nobody's giving me one-on-one opportunities. Bro, when you're 23 sacks, I mean, you're not going to get singled up very much.
No.
So you're going to have to deal with it. You know what? I feel... I don't say feel bad because that sack was a little questionable.
It was a little Farvian. But it was a little Farvian.
If that happens, sack 14, we don't say anything.
No, of course not.
I mean, TJ Watt probably had about 8 sacks that 22 and a half season where it's like he stepped out like a yard before it being a no gain,
right,
and he was close there. But you want that final sack to be decisive, and that was not decisive.
Mark, which number one seed do you feel better about, Seattle or Denver?
Oh, Seattle, easily. Seattle got a really good – well, Denver got a really good defense. See, it's to the fact that I'm not a big Sean Payton fan, so I'm probably biased against him. But until Bo Nix does anything, I mean, they're similar. Now I got to think about it. Good defense, good quarterback, good wide receiver. I guess they have a better running game in Seattle.
Both,
I still think Seattle's a better team.
I agree with that. And both really tough to beat at home when they're good. I mean, those places are historically tough to win in. You got the Mile High in Denver. That place rocks. And you got to deal with the altitude. And Seattle, they got the 12th man. Even though they've been so good under McDonald on the road. I couldn't remember what Mickey was. All right, Bills, Jags, Chargers, Patriots. More likely upset, I think we're both going to agree, the Bills over Jags.
Yeah, I'm not a big Jags fan. I think they're smoke and mirrors. What are they, 13-win team? Get out of here. They've only lost to pretty good teams, too.
I don't think they're a good matchup for Buffalo, though. Oh. Buffalo's pass defense, the way the Jags have pushed the ball down the field of late. I think there will be carnage, though, in these playoffs. Like, who's the dominant team, man?
There is none.
You got Packers at Bears, which is going to be
glorious. Packers lost 4 in a row.
Yeah, but they haven't been healthy, and they're not going to get Parsons back. Niners-Eagles is going to be a slugfest.
Eagles, very flawed, not very good quarterback play. Their running game's been struggling.
You would ask me 3 weeks ago, I'd have said the Rams are the best team in the NFL. I don't feel that way anymore.
Nope. Maybe Carolina will shock somebody.
I don't see that happening.
8-9.
Ugh, God, was that nasty.
8-9.
Was that not nasty?
What was that that I hear?
How Saints and Falcons could determine a playoff
team? I saw a stat that the Falcons were eliminated on December 7th, but they somehow tied for first place in the division with the same record.
And then they go into the mini bracket, right? And then it's who won the most out of those three teams. Wow. Disgusting.
It is disgusting. NFC South is disgusting, so you could probably write them off.
All right, last thing here for around the NFL. Do we think John Harbaugh has coached his last game as a Baltimore Raven?
I do, because whatever Lamar Jackson wants, Lamar Jackson is going to get.
You don't think Lamar wants him?
I don't think Lamar wants him, no. I think, you know, just talking around some guys, beat writers and stuff, they think that Harbaugh's just tired of taking the strays. Tired of taking all the heat. He's 63.
You know what? Jameson Hensley, beat writer who covers the Ravens, asked Lamar after the game if he wants Harbaugh to come back next year. And instead of defending his coach, Lamar said, "I'm thinking about the game, man. Like, I'm pissed off. Like, I'm still living in it." Not exactly a ringing endorsement. Would you rule out him maybe being the coach of the Browns?
Because
I think Stefanski's as good as gone.
Well, Stefanski's going to be gone and then picked up like a day later. You don't think Stefanski's going to be out of a job very long? I don't.
I would rather have, if the Steelers got rid of Tomlin and you had to hire one of the two AFC North coaches, I'd rather have Stefanski.
Yeah, Stefanski, obviously Tomlin's a fan of him. Mr. Andrew Berry.
Not so much.
I'm quite sure that might have been a little shot at how he's treated Kevin Stefanski, but apparently Andrew Berry's going to get more power. That will do it.
Obviously, nothing will come of the Steelers in their head coaching position today, but if any firings should happen on what is known as Black Monday. We'll break in. We'll let you know what's going on here on the Fan Morning Show.
Well, Steelers got their new defensive coordinator, Raheem Morris. Right?
I mean, I think that's going to be, I think it's going to happen. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 43, low of 21. A beautiful day in the city of Pittsburgh on a victory Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.